Portsmouth Football Club says fans have already contributed almost £100,000 to help pay for two new training pitches. It's part of a £250,000 appeal on behalf of the club's academy, which was launched just 3 weeks ago. And it comes just a year after £2.5 million was given to save Pompey from liquidation. Now, in the appeal video, club director Ashley Brown admitted it was tough to ask fans to stump up more money again.
We know it's difficult. You know, we don't want to keep coming cap in hand to our supporters, and certainly we wouldn't do that for money that was just going to get frittered away and disappear down a black hole, which is what's happened at this club in the past. We're talking about a training ground back in the city for a long term. Furthermore, we're talking about a training ground where we can bring the academy and the youth players to play in the city as well, something that is going to be an integral part of the long-term future of this football club. And if you can help us make that happen, it would be fantastic.
So listening to that is Portsmouth Football Club spokesman Colin Farmery. He joins us now live in our Gunwolf Quay studio this morning. Morning, Colin.
Yeah, good morning, Julian.
Good to have you there. So tell us more about the appeal.
Well, yeah, we launched this around about 3 weeks ago, and we're working with a company, a startup company called Tifosi, who are crowdfunding specialists in that way. And really what we've got is a fan funding campaign where we're looking for a lot of Pompey fans to give the club effectively a little bit amount of money in order to create something fantastic. And it's not simply about giving us money. You know, there are a series of rewards that are available to fans, and they kind of go from, you know, if you give us a tenner, you'll have our eternal gratitude, right up to, you know, you can spend £10,000 on a VIP sponsorship corporate hospitality package for the season. So there's a whole range of rewards, and what we're trying to do is we're trying to make it appeal to every Pompey fan, because if every, you know, as I never tire of saying, if everyone who was on the common, 250,000 people in 2008 when we won the cup, if every one of those gave us a pound, we'd actually achieve our target. And that's what fan funding is all about.
And people listening from further afield might not realise you've never owned your own training ground, even when you were in the Premier League.
Yeah, well, when we were in the Premier League, we used to train at the Wellington Sports Ground up at Eastleigh, and yeah, that was a very good facility, and it was certainly worthy of a Premier League club. But it was rented in that sense. Yeah, what we're doing with at the moment is we've already invested £500,000, and that's come through a combination of investment from our presidents and also from Pompey Supporters Trust community shares. We've already invested £500,000 to actually build the training ground for the first team to train on, and also the academy to train on, starting around about late September, early October, hopefully. But this additional money will allow us to put in two additional pitches, and what it will do is it will ensure that our academy teams can actually play at the training ground, so they'll have their own facility there. And really the academy, it's the future of the club. You know, it hasn't really perhaps been invested in as much as it should have been, and what we're saying to our fans is, if you can give us a little bit of money, and if all of you can give us a little bit of money, we'll be able to actually, you know, make sure that the rebuilding of the club happens much more quickly.
And what kind of response are you getting?
It's been extraordinary, actually. I mean, we launched the campaign around about the 10th, 11th of June. So it's been going about 25, 30 days so far. We've already raised over £95,000. So we're fast closing in on that £100,000 target. But we've got some way to go. You know, we've still got to get to that £250,000. And the campaign actually runs until the start of the season, because we need to get the money in place so that we can ensure that we can, you know, take up the option on the pitches and so on and so forth. So we need to get that money in place. Our manager Andy Orford, who was our academy manager, he's leading the campaign, because he more than anyone else knows how important the academy and young players are to the future of the club. But the response has been absolutely fantastic. Yeah, we've had over 1,500 fan funders so far. But there's plenty more Pompey fans out there that we'd just like to say to you, you know, give us a tenner, give us £25. And if you get £25, you actually buy a virtual square metre of one of the two pitches. So that's a pretty neat reward, I think.
I'm looking down the list of things you can get. The signed shirts, there's dinner with a manager. How much do you have to put up for that one?
I think that one was around about £500, I think. But apparently he picks up the bill, I understand, as well.
Oh, right, I'm glad to know that. Thank you for coming on the show today. And yep. I know they can follow you on Twitter @OfficialPompey.
Yeah, indeed.
And there's a campaign website.
That's tifosi.com/Pompey. Pompey.
Thank you very much, Colin Farmer, joining us live on BBC Radio Solent this morning. So Tifosi, it's T-I-F-O-S-Y.